Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah, we're going to have to get used to saying low and not low.
Low.
I mean, you got to like just spell his name phonetically. L-A-O.
Wow.
All right, let's do this. Football Friday, we will get to Steelers and Lions, but a long-rumored deal happened.
Consummated.
Brandon Lau, who hit 31 home runs for the Rays last year, second baseman but can play other positions like corner outfields, traded to the Pirates. Pirates also get two young, here's everybody's favorite word in baseball, controllable players back, and all they had to give up was Mike Burrows.
To a different team.
The Astros. Here's my take on this deal, and we will open up the phone lines right now on the return of winter in Pittsburgh, where we've got sleet and high winds, and my Grinch decorations are blowing all over the place, and Amanda gets a package delivered to the house, and it rolls down the hill in our backyard, and
BS.
I had to go down and get it. It was just brutal this morning.
Wait, how light can the thing in the package be if the wind's blowing it down a hill?
It was actually snow pants.
Isn't that the definition of irony a little bit?
Yeah.
It's close.
Well, anyways.
What's your thought?
Here's my take on this trade. I must be missing something. I'm not going to pretend like I know a ton about the two young guys that are getting stapled onto this deal who are coming to the Pirates, other than what you're hearing reported by people who cover the Rays and cover baseball. Magnum is someone that has some power and is young and was the Rays' fourth outfielder.
Mangum.
Mangum?
Yeah, it's M-A-N-G-U-M, Mangum.
Not Magnum?
No, not Magnum.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm off to a rip-roaring start
there.
What do
you have on the brain here, buddy?
And then Montgomery throws hard. All right, so you've got two guys with upside. Lau was top 10 in the MVP voting in 2021. He hit 39 homers that season. He hit 31 last year. Yes, he's in the last year of his contract, but he's the Pirates' best player right now, immediately. He steps into the lineup. He's their best hitter. He's better than Reynolds. He's better than Cruz.
And all they
had to give up was Mike Burrows.
Yeah, I was scratching my head too.
That's what I don't get about it. And here's what I operate by. Here's like my guiding principle with this.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates dumb, Astros smart,
Rays brilliant.
Rays smart.
Yeah, I know,
so
man.
So you just, like, to make, it is a football Friday, to make a football analogy, the Pirates are like the Jets, and they just made a trade with the Rams and Patriots.
And it looks on paper like they got the best of the deal.
Right. That's what I'm struggling with.
I'm trying to think of an equivalent, but it looks like they clearly got the best player
back.
What
am I missing here?
And like, it's not like Mike Burrows is a young guy either. He's 26.
And he was good last year, but I wouldn't
say he was on the list of guys I would have happily seen traded to acquire a bat. I'm wondering.
They've traded guys who they identified, Oviedo and Burrows, as I would say more back-of-the-rotation starters. And in the two trades they've made so far, they got a top 100 prospect back from the Red Sox for Oviedo, and they got a power-hitting former All-Star, former MVP candidate, and two young players who are kind of prospects back for Mike Burrows.
Oh, and by the way, the power hitter is a lefty, which at PNC Park tends to matter a little bit.
I also happen to think that Ben Cherington's not a good general manager. So why are the Rays and Astros doing him
know.
A favor?
I don't know.
I am so confused by this.
You are so scarred and
by
because
the Archer trade and by what Ben Cherington has done. Yeah.
You have scar tissue for two good reasons. Who the other two teams in this three-team deal are and what the last outcome was when the Pirates traded with the Rays. I feel the same way. And yet, Ben Cherington's offseason, he couldn't get the car to turn over for how long, and he finally hit the ignition button on it and started the engine, and it looks, I have your note of caution. I have to at least allow myself to be a little excited that on paper it really does look good. Mangum is a great defensive player if you're going by just fielding percentage. How many errors do you think Jake Mangum has ever made?
I have no idea.
Zero. He's literally never made an error.
But more importantly, they think he might have some power.
He might have some power. The reason he was a one. Okay. Lau is the centerpiece. It's obvious. He was a 1.9 war player. I know you believe in war reasonably, like as a reasonable metric. Mangum was a 1.6 player last year. I would assume because he is a premium defender, among other things, without being a great offensive player. The dude that is the main centerpiece of this might be. Yeah, he's going to probably be a 1 year guy here. He's a win now guy. He can hit 35 home runs in this ballpark.
If the Pirates stink, they're going to trade him in July and get more prospects back.
I hate doing this because I hate being seeming this Pollyanna about something. Because you know cynicism.
Well, don't be Pollyanna about it because they
cynicism
traded with the Rays and Astros.
It
makes me nervous too. Now
cynicism,
I feel like Mike Burrows is going to turn into Garrett Cole.
He might, but if Brandon Lau hits 35 home runs, are you going to be that mad? Because you're supposed to be dealing from where you think you have depth and adding where you think you have
little. Well, I think it would
depend. If the rest of the Pirates pitching staff all looks really good, I won't be that mad that Mike Burrows might play well above what he did with the Pirates.
But if he's only here for 1 year and this year isn't good, even if he plays well, if Burrows goes on to be a good pitcher, then it will be a bad trade.
Well, we do have some people who share our skepticism early on in YouTube. Sports Sharp. Burrows is going to be a top three of a rotation starter for the next half dozen years. He's going to be what people believed Keller would be.
Who said this?
This is a guy named Sports Sharp 412. He is sharp on sports, not dull.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen, man, at the risk of seeming like a babe in the woods on this one, I think it is a very good trade by Ben Cherington.
I'm going to say this is deja vu, except now we're talking Pirates and not Penguins. It's the same thing. We were in here Friday. Charlie was on the board. The Penguins made the Tristan Jarry trade. My reaction was, this on its face looks like a very good trade. The fact that people are not calling in to disagree tells me that they feel the same way. Here we are a week later. The Pirates made a trade. They got three guys for one, a dude with legitimate power. They gave up an expendable pitcher, and no one is calling in to bitch, even though it's the Pirates who made the trade. And the Pirates are, dare I say, the least trustworthy team in all of baseball when it comes to making trades. Because Ben Cherington has been a nincompoop, and you're dealing with two Mensa member organizations. The Rays, who you envy because you want to be them.
And the sticky stuff Astros.
And the Astros, who last year, they finally ended a run. They were like the Chiefs of the American League, where they were in the ALCS every single bleeping season. By the way, Justin Verlander's brother, Ben, I'm not exactly sure what he's ever done in life.
But Ben Justin Verlander's brother?
But he's a big deal on social media, evidently. Somebody just sent me this. Ben Verlander. Mike Burrow says absolutely disgusting stuff.
Mm.
He's young and under team control until 2032. Really like this move for the Astros.
Did he say anything about what he thinks about the move for the Pirates?
No, it's about the Astros getting better. Maybe because his brother pitched there. Yes, Chaz?
It's not adding anything to the Pirates discussion. But
oh, you raised your hand.
As of
you just wanted to let us know you were here?
No, as of a half hour ago, Tristan Jarry was placed on injured reserve by the Edmonton Oilers. Just to throw that out there real quick.
So does that mean Burrows is going to actually be somebody who has something horrible befall him? Not that I would root for that, but maybe. It is a very uncomfortable posture, and maybe this is saying too much about just my general thought process about sports. It's a very uncomfortable posture to sit in this chair, to be somebody who is trying to give big and ultimately accurate opinions. I want to be right like we all do. And just kind of scratch my head and go, I've squinted at it from every angle. It sure looks like Ben Cherington pulled off a winner of a deal.
The Pirates pulled a fast one on two highly intelligent baseball organizations.
Yeah, does Brandon Lau, do we not know, does he have corns on his foot that are going to keep him out all year? Is he going to suffer from plantar fasciitis? What am I missing here? This is uncomfortable emotion called optimism and happiness.
This is maybe the biggest trade the Pirates have made since the Archer deal.
This is the biggest personnel move they've made since they drafted Paul Skeens.
So I would think Pirates fans would get out of their winter slumber here and call in and weigh in on this trade at 412-928-9370. Here's Jim in Omaha to start us off. Hello, Jim.
I don't know, man. I don't know how the heck Cherington pulled this one off. That Mangum could be a everyday outfielder for us.
Is it Mangum or is it Mangum?
It's Mangum. Mangum. It's Mangum.
Mangum. I'm sorry. M-A-N-G. I'm glad you aren't calling Magnum P.I. like the person that was on.
Or Magnum Condoms.
Wait, we were kind of making Magnum Condom jokes. Joe was making Magnum P.I. jokes.
Magnum Condoms are the really big ones, right, Charlie?
He doesn't have a Bluetooth read yet.
Okay, sorry. That's not until a little bit.
Jim in Omaha, thrilled that he called in right now.
So Jim in Omaha is saying this is the blind squirrel who found the nut here in Ben Cherington. Is that what I'm sensing?
It really is. I mean, he's screwed up every other trade, but he may have finally made it the seventh year, I think. I mean, this is amazing. It really is. And, you know, to give up Burrow was in here. I saw him play in Omaha last year here in Indianapolis. I mean, he started out in the minor leagues. Could he be a good pitcher? Yeah, but we don't really know. He's injury prone too. So this is,
Omaha calling in to say that he actually has some optimism now with the Pirates?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. They instantly just made their lineup a lot better. Like, I forget about everything else.
And they gave up a guy that they could absolutely
that they
part
could
with.
Afford to part with. Just look at it this. You have to look at it this way because you have to just take honestly what Brandon Lau has done so far in the major leagues in a very tough division, mind you. They just added a 30 home run guy to their lineup and gave up what you just said is one of their expendable arms. They're Their lineup got 30 home runs better, presumably.
I think the reason why we don't have full lines right now is because people are hesitant to give them credit for anything. That's what this is.
People are feverishly looking up things on FanGraphs, trying to figure out why this deal sucks.
The first guy that calls in to give the trade credit is out in the friggin' middle of nowhere. He's in Omaha. The people that are in Pittsburgh that are just have been beaten down by this team can't bring themselves to call in and give them credit for a trade. And I kind of get it. I sort of get it. Their track record is lousy. But just when you evaluate this trade, how do you say anything negative about it? It's very tough to do. The tables have turned.
The only negativity you can add to it is you can project and try to say, well, I think Burrows is going to thrive with the Astros and the Pirates are going to tinker with Brandon Lau's swing.
And he's not going to be here for very long.
That part of it I understand, but the whole thrust of everything anyone has wanted them to do via trade or free agency is
build power.
A team that tries to win now and get some power.
Yep.
What does Brandon Lau do? Hit home runs. Who's he going to do that for, I would hope, the whole season, because it means they're good. The Pirates.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.